That's the spirit.
Peter, you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, you've been watching the league, it seems.
Well, no, no, but there's a very mysterious thing. You know, it's surprising where religion pops up, isn't it?
Oh, it's all around us.
You don't expect to see it when the Blues are playing, but when you've got somebody like Sonny Bill Williams, who in 2009 became a Muslim.
I see.
Just occasionally you get some muddly situations, and we don't know, but it could be that this is one. So Sonny Bill Williams on Saturday night, for the first time, blocked out the BNZ's name off his shirt with some sort of tape, white tape,
right,
over the name. And since then, I mean, I've certainly fielded quite a lot of questions. And, of course, I don't know what was going through Sonny Bill Williams' head.
He's playing for the Blues. He's playing rugby. Sorry, I can never keep up with what Sonny Bill's doing.
I was a little bit puzzled there, but you know, I'm no expert on these subjects. So contradicting things.
No, you're right, you're right.
But, you know, it is very interesting because the issue that it would seem to be is that his manager had blocked had already indicated that he would have the right in this enormously profitable contract he's got, that he could object to any sponsorship that might involve, and I mean the obvious ones were involvement with organizations that were doing gambling, etc., because
right,
as a Muslim he shouldn't be involved in immoral activity. But it did also specify financial institutions, and you know, that certainly gave him the basis to block this, though I'm sure nobody thought, did Sonny Bill Williams think, that he might want to blank out the title BNZ. Now, what a possibly...
So it's just on his collar, pretty much, eh?
Yeah, that's like right, yes. So what possibly could a Muslim have against the BNZ? I mean, we could all have things against the BNZ, of course, although I better be careful what I say, because they're my bank. You've got to bank with somebody.
This is true.
Is there a KiwiSaver possibly invested in arms?
Yeah, there is that vibe. There was that vibe going around, eh? Where a few banks were kind of like outed for being invested, or the KiwiSaver thing was being tweaked around with. It's I don't know. I just don't know.
Peter,
fell off a cliff.
He must have gone through a tunnel.
It's not the first time that, like, I guess, you know, old Michael Jones never used to play on Sundays.
Right.
But that was just because he had...
Does this...
Are you there, Peter?
No, it's not Peter. Oh. No, it's
here
to tell you that charging interest is a sin under Islam.
Say again?
Charging interest
is a sin.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Does that mean that he doesn't use banking and all of his money is just under his mattress?
I don't know.
It means he doesn't get charged interest on anything he has to do. It's pretty great.
Hold on, let me turn the radio down.
Thanks.
I used to do mortgages.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of the time, people who are Muslims used to come in, they'd say, well, you can't take a mortgage because...
They can't take a mortgage because of the interest. Sorry, your connection's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's just a sin, you know, so it's under Islam. So what they do in different countries is they have banks that basically charge the interest on top. You borrow the money and they lend you like more than the house costs and then you pay that back.
Right. They just call it a different thing.
It's semantics, but it makes them happy.
Interesting. Hey, yeah, what's your name?
So you can, when you get Peter back on, you can tell.
Hey, yeah, cheers, mate.
Thank you.
No worries.
Bye.
There you go.
Very interesting. I like Sonny Bill Williams. I like this direction that he's going in, and
it's kind of cool.
He's
how,
a cool guy.
It's kind of cool how he can just do that, and how it's in his contract. I'm sure.
What? It's in his contract now.
Yeah, he wrote that into his contract. Apparently, that he could block out crap that he didn't
stuff
vibe
that he,
on.
Jeez, I wish I could do that.
With just other stuff. Yeah, because I mean, like these players are covered with stuff, eh? Like, yeah. There's NIB. He's obviously chill with NIB. NIB's mint. Oh, maybe he didn't have enough. NIB's a big one. That's the big sponsor. It's like right on the front of
it. Is that insurance?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Interesting. Any text messages?
He's such a specimen. Eh?
Of you mean like a male
just a
specimen?
Human. Just a human. He's just a
right.
grunty
yeah.
thing. Eh?
Yeah. He's
there's a lot of dude.
He's something.
I was kind of hoping people would call back and give us a big wholesome close off of the segment. It's really hard to do the segment without Peter, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're just really clutching at, grasping at straws right now. Like,
Peter was like, we're going to talk about Sonny Bill. I was like, okay. Okay, let's go with this.
What else has Sonny Bill done that's cool? He went to Syria. Did he go to Syria?
I don't know.
He did, and to raise awareness. And he's obviously really fast at running.
He's got two first names for his whole name. That's cool.
Sonny.
And Bill. I like that.
Bill.
Couldn't use my last name as a first name.
What's your last name?
Hungry.
Can't really use it as a last name either, really.